SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
Today, human beings spend a great deal of time in front of their televisions. Australians spend between 2.5 and 3 hours watching broadcast and on-delayed TV every day. If you add in streaming services, some studies suggest that figure could be as high as 6 hours a day, which is quite an impact when you consider that it's only 100 years since TV was invented. The name John Logie Baird is synonymous with the history of television. He was a businessman, but above all, an inventor, and he gave the first public demonstration of what would become known as television in January 1926 at his Soho laboratory in Frith Street in London. Unlike the electronic systems that would follow, Baird's televisor was mechanical. Lewis Pollard is the curator of Television and Broadcast Science and Media Museum in the United Kingdom. He says it was a breakthrough, but extremely difficult to operate.
It was very technical, very complicated, and because Baird was such a pioneer in what he was doing, he had to be essentially making a lot of his equipment from scratch or using whatever he might have had around the lab. So the apparatus we have on display at the museum has parts of an old hat box and a bicycle lamp, and it was very DIY because he couldn't just go to a shop and buy the pieces he needed, because television didn't exist.
The BBC launched the world's first regularly scheduled TV service in 1936 in the UK, but as this newsreel footage suggests, it was viewed as a bit of a novelty and a distraction from the serious work of radio.
The BBC's first regular television broadcast began on the 2nd of November 1936, introduced by Leslie Mitchell. There was no colour, of course. Pictures were strictly black and white, or, as some cynics suggested, black and dark grey. But definition improved with usage. Transmission was limited to 2 hours a day.
In 1938, Logie Baird spoke to British movie-tone newsreel audiences in Australia and New Zealand, where television didn't start until 1956, nearly 2 decades later.
It is now 12 years ago since I produced the first little flickering television image. Today we have in London a regular television service, twice daily, with thousands of lookers in. Television has grown from a scientific novelty to a commercial service. At present, the range is limited to 30 miles in and about London. In this connection, it is interesting to note that as far back as 1928, I scanned the Atlantic with television. That was, of course, purely experimental. But who can foretell the future?
Certainly there have been huge improvements since those early days. Logie Baird had to use a ventriloquist dummy as a subject for that first broadcast, as the lighting employed was so intense anything being lit had a tendency to catch fire. By 1953, the technology had improved so much that the BBC felt confident enough to launch its biggest outside broadcast to date, the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, with their programme being recorded on film as it was broadcast and sent around the world. Lewis Pollard again.
Any TV camera in the UK that could be mobilised was mobilised for use during the coronation. It was such a large media event. That's why so many people remember it. We talk here at the museum about the millions of people who watched. But one thing that people might not be so familiar with is the televisions in the 1950s were larger than Baird's televisors, but still very small. And the records say it's something like 17 people watching each television set, which would be half the size of a contemporary TV, maybe even smaller than that. So for people watching at home, you know, it was such a big moment that it really helped. It really helped cement television as part of people's everyday lives. It went from this novelty that some people might have to, oh, I should have this in my home as well. And that's what really made television go as big as it did in the UK.
The next revolution came with the ability to record television programmes in high quality for later broadcast. The first broadcast quality video recorder was the Ampex VRX 1000, a gigantic machine which American broadcaster CBS first used in earnest in 1956. It was the size of a piano and cost $50,000 US. That's the equivalent of $900,000 Australian today. Logie Baird had already foreseen the importance of being able to record video and had come up with his own system many years earlier.
He was also really experimenting with the idea of being able to record television signals, because in those days, all television as it went out was live. There was no way of recording such vast amounts of data in any way, shape or form. And Baird was working with a system he called Phonovision, which was recording both the image and sound components of a television broadcast onto essentially like a vinyl disc. And the really interesting story behind that is we have some of those discs in our collection, and they weren't essentially translated until much, much later, until after Baird had passed away, because he had a way of encoding the information onto a disc, but he had no way of decoding it. So as far as he was aware, that system may or may not have worked, and it wasn't until much later that we proved that actually, yes, it did work.
From a flickering black and white novelty to cinema quality colour in the palm of our hand, visual media has come a very long way in 100 years. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.